Blog Talk Radio.
Your will be done.
Well, 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 my brothers and sisters and peers, we're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edim Ya of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you. Yes, to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. I said these very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people, for the reconciliation of his people. What he's told me, my brothers and sisters, is that I have him some very important things for him to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said, yes, that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him what he has asked of me, thinking, yes, indeed, he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection. I said, his protection and his guidance. And for this, my brothers and sisters, what else can I be but utmost thankful? For the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But we know, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is prophetically written, yes, my brothers and sisters, according to all the Most High has promised, that for salvation's sake, for healing's sake, according to the immutable, irrevocable promises he has given to his people, that for salvation's sake, there must be a restoration. There must be a renewal of the mind. There must be, I repeat, there must be, my brothers and sisters, a remembrance of all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, since world began. That is what is promised, my brothers and sisters, that there might be a healing, might be a rejuvenation, a renewing of strength, spiritual strength for his people. This, my brothers and sisters, is what the scriptures promise. This is what must be done. What did I say about Most High told me that I must tell you these things? Men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Let us consider what is and what purpose, for what purpose is given the Holy Spirit. Scriptures tell us that Messiah said that the Holy Spirit comes to teach all things. In Yohanan, around 2:29, that's about 3:4. So the Holy Spirit says to teach all things, no lie in it. One scripture says to reprove all sin. How about to strengthen man to perceive beyond all the diverse error or misconceptions? I said diverse misconceptions that have blinded the minds and hearts of the people. In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, if the Holy Spirit, and it does, come or is anointed upon the mind, that we might discern the ancient thing, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers sought to hide, we have an opportunity unto genuine repentance, because the word from the beginning is indeed eternal. And even if a whole world has fallen short of this remembrance, deceived and incapacitated not to perceive, still the Most High will be true to all that he has spoken. He will bring to pass everything that he has said. We are wise, my brothers and sisters. We are wise who understand this. For the Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving all things, he has said consideration, has not been wisdom at all. Consider then, my brothers and sisters, it is wise. It is indeed at that point to be considered wise to seek the Most High for all that is His Word. Because in so many ways, man's heart and perceptions are left gullibly vulnerable to short-sighted, hasty conclusions. Even, my brothers and sisters, to lie, presumptuously lie for lack of knowledge. Scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are gullible, deceived, confused, for lack of knowledge. Scripture tells us the gospel be here. How about the rule of the one holy kingdom be here? And men are lost. How about easily misled? How about misguided, my brothers and sisters, after someone else's misrule? Do we dare to think that international law, the compromises of men, the men have made to sanction all the various misruling authorities, political, social, national, and religious of this world? Do we believe, my brothers and sisters, that compromising after these multitude of contradictions will gain us favor from the Most High as a people faithfully hearkening to Him? Why does the Scripture say such things? As faith comes by hearing, and hearing by a word from Yah. It means, my brothers and sisters, faith comes by hearing a word from Him directly. Hear me. I want you to understand what I mean by this. Scripture says, if any man considers himself wise in this world, or after the diverse standards of this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. One of the ancient definitions of a fool is one who only knows what men have spoken. Messiah said, your rights must exceed that of your leaders. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. How shall man transcend the misruling, short-sightedness of a multitude of rulers who have been complicitly compromised in their reasoning so as to have peace? Peace, really? Peace with the world? Peace with those who oftentimes resist the truth? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. So one who is willing to compromise the will of the Father, or not seek fully what is the will of the Father, for a concept of peace that is never in all things true, shall men say after that form of compromise, my brothers and sisters, that men are ready for the holy kingdom, the kingdom that is pure, unto the will of Yah and Yah alone? There's a reason why the scriptures talk about unto establishing that kingdom, that the people of Yah must wash their robes white, it says, in the blood of the Lamb. What that means, my brothers and sisters, they must transcend, all must transcend allegiances to all the fallen standards. I said, overcome allegiance to every and all fallen standards of this present world age. I'm sure many might ask, how do you transcend all the misconceits of a present world, especially a world like the one we live in now, that has in so many ways preserved every fallen state of conscience in some way, form, or fashion that men have presumptuously imagined and dared to call wise, since the dawn of human fall. How should man transcend this? How should men awaken to transcend this? Realize, my brothers and sisters, you have to have a higher teacher. You have to have a teacher, my brothers and sisters, true to what the Most High grants by His Spirit. He said to His disciples, He told them to remain in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father that would come upon them not many days hence. What's the promise? Brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell in the book of Galatians that the promise of the Most High unto peace, unto salvation, was never according to a multitude of diverse standards, but according to the will of one. Never according to a multitude of diverse so-called seeds of teaching, but according to the will of one. Not after a multitude of diverse descendancies, spiritual, if you will, descendancies, or disciplines, but according to the will of one. Not according to a multitude of, if you will, controlling bodies of knowledge, political, social, and religious, but according to a consummate one, the will of the Creator. But, my brothers and sisters, since the scriptures relate that the mediators, the administrators, if you will, by which the written law has been granted or taught, were not entirely faithful, we were supposed to look, always to look for the expected one, the awaited one, the righteous one, who restore man to faith. I said restore man to faith in Yah and Yah himself. Even granting man the capacity to hear again the voice of the Most High. How about gain a heart teachable, my brothers and sisters? Because men recognize that the dimension of wisdom to be attained is beyond an entire world conscience, true to the will of one. The scriptures that talk about this remembrance, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah, for instance, in the 46th chapter, 8th verse. First is that reminders to what's written in Acts 3:18-23. Messiah comes for the restoration, the remembrance of all things, the times of refreshing. So in all things spoken by the Most High by his prophets since the world began. Why would he remind you of these things? Lest in his the promises that he will uphold all these things. And man one day will be called to task, called the carpet, if you will. And reminded of all the things the Most High has spoken. To see who it is, my brothers and sisters, have considered all these things. That they might not have been led astray. They might not have been found guilty of leading others astray. Might not have been found guilty of declaring a false testimony. A testimony, my brothers and sisters, not after the Spirit. And quite frankly, in Matthias 7th chapter, we will find scriptures that relate that you're supposed to watch out for false prophets, false testimony, fallen testimony, not considered of all things. In fact, Messiah said, in effect, if you fall victim to someone who would cause you not to seek all the law and the prophets, he says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, because you've been proven unstable, if that be the case. My brothers and sisters, should the people of Yah say that they are wise if they are so easily taken away from focusing after that which the Most High intends? If that were the case, my brothers and sisters, it's like saying the Most High intends to build his kingdom upon a multitude of unstable souls to watch the same detriment that occurred of old occur again. The leader, my brothers and sisters, Yaakov, we call James, first chapter. If any man be double-minded, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Most High desires, he demands, you only accept a people made stable, a people made steadfast in his will. Many oftentimes functioning after the flesh have not realized the need to discern the ad infinitum dimension that is required to be found worthy unto the holy name. Most High is not going to sanction, my brothers and sisters, or confirm any soul that would sanction any lie. Zephaniah 3:13, remnant of Israel, will speak no lies, do no iniquity, none to harm. How about none to dissuade or destabilize them away from the truth? That is what a true people covenant as Israel must become. A people with no guile in their mouths. who, because they understand divine instruction, they will follow the Lamb, Messiah, wherever he leads, who will not be so easily tricked and deceived, my brothers and sisters, after the marks or standards of the beast. They know that the standards they must attain to is beyond that even of the rulers, the priests, and the kings. So it is written, my brothers and sisters, so it is written. In Malachi 2:17, and what they took away from many is the fact that those scriptures say that the priests have been quite in so many ways dishonorable. Dishonorable against the holy name. In that, I pray that you will hear me, they have taught the people that everyone who walks according to his evil way, after his flesh then, the Holy Spirit didn't do that, is still good. Tell them it's still good in the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such. As if Most High delights in the instabilities of man, hey, the presumptuousness of man, man's desire to establish his own standards, rather than being humble enough to ask the Most High for the power not to lie. As if to say that all these differences are good in the sight of the Most High, as if he delights in such, as if the Most High would never judge men according to true and righteous judgments. Well, the scripture says to prove that concept, are far from expectation and faith, unworthy. He says he will send the messenger of the covenant, and he for whom you are waiting for what? Shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Scripture says he will reprove the sons of Levi. He says, who shall be able to stand when he appears? For he is like refined as fire, like full of soap, and he will even reprove the priests. He says your righteous must see that scribes and Pharisees, priests, leaders, kings. The same thing in Isaiah 40-41. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. What it means, my brothers and sisters, in Messiah's appearing, it is quite evident that those who attain to salvation will know that they cannot continually conform to the fallen standard established by rulers, who quite frankly will be humiliated before Yah and for all the people for having not given consideration to all things glorious that must be considered. I know the pastors by and large haven't told you this, but I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, it should have been man's utmost priority, if he is to grow, if he is to be teachable, to realize the meaning of such scriptures as those at Psalm, my brothers and sisters, 111:10, reverence, respect for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Do we discern fully what is respect for Yah after the multitude of differing standards of men? If anyone believes so, let him think again. I repeat, if any man believes so, let him think again. Reverence for Yah, my brothers and sisters, pastors to love and serve him, has to come by a direct command from him, because certainly, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of differences that men have declared have not related the fullness of that glory. For this reason, all prophecies say that Messiah must come, simply because man has been transgressing and lying against the Most High. The way of peace men have not known. He must show again the way of peace, and it is the way of one. Hear, my brothers and sisters, of man's first priority. And petition the Most High had not necessarily been for self, but for the sake of the expression, restoration, and preservation of a holy covenant. I didn't say for self, but for whoever it is that even if self did not attain, whoever it is that would. Desire is so much so that the beauty of what the Most High intends to see in this world be brought to bear, that they are willing to petition for the good of whatever generation, whatever people, whatever person will attain. Willing to petition, my brothers and sisters, for holy name's sake, that none be dissuaded, none be led astray, that all have an opportunity to see the fullness of truth. Because quite frankly, until a multitude that he calls his own attain to that commonality, I said until they attain to that commonality, there remains something quite problematic. I said something quite problematic in this world. If you would, hold on a second, if you would, brothers and sisters, that I hear something unusual. Like I'm getting a notification, maybe perhaps from Blog Talk, Blog Talk Radio, but I don't see it in the interfaces in which I'm looking. So, since I don't see them, I can't respond to them. Maybe there's something going on in the interface that I'm not aware of. Okay, well, I can't see it. I can't do anything. Very curious. Well, back to the points at hand. I've been speaking in the last few evenings about, wait a minute, here we go. Oh, okay. Okay, we got it going. I've been speaking the last few evenings about a particular foundation that man must have if he is to fruitively grow, if he is to be diligent unto growth in the Most High to the dimension intended. Reverence for Yah, the beginning of wisdom. Reverence for a standard then beyond men is definitely required, my brothers and sisters. The man's going to prove to you that his faith is in Yah, utmost in Yah, beyond all men. So easy is it, my brothers and sisters, for so many of us to be miscompelled by what is the common status quo. And we are told as a people of faith in the book of the letter of Yaakov, very first chapter, that if we are enticed after a multitude of worldly provocations, temptations, to follow after worldly status quos, in effect. See, we ought to realize that our steadfastness in the Most High, our proving ourselves steadfast in Him, requires, my brothers and sisters, absolutely requires that we realize that this perseverance in Him requires of us to be made into a perfect worker for Yah. No manner of double-mindedness. Transcended, my brothers and sisters, all the instabilities of doubt. Instabilities of doubt, my brothers and sisters, in following after worldly systems without wisdom. See, if you scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom. A multitude of nations are not true to the will of one. That's a lack of wisdom. Scripture says, we're scattered among a multitude of nations. We must ask Yah. Faith, my brothers and sisters, beyond this worldly status quo is necessary to attain the Holy Kingdom. It's quite frankly, the King of Kings will come according to all prophecies to reprove every man. Reverence for Yah, the beginning of wisdom. How many understand the reference point to Him who established the reference point will be found not to be in agreement? I hope you will understand this. I pray you will. When be found not to be one who will agree with the stasis of any man. He does not judge after what his eyes see, after the worldly systems, this world, the systems of this world.
It is not judged of what his eyes seen or what his ears hear. After the Spirit of Yah discerning wherever there is flaw, wickedness, lawlessness, unrighteousness. After the Spirit of Yah, my brothers and sisters, really expose all this unrighteousness. This is what is written, that those who are faithful then, my brothers and sisters, perceiving beyond the folly of the so-called wise, well, it's written concerning him that unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. To him shall all the nations seek. Why should the nations seek him? Because they realize the wisdom is required in salvation is transcendent, the multitude of their rulers who have kept people after diversely contentious allegiances. Something to be understood, my brothers and sisters, about the concept of what Israel is to be. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there is. Think about it. How can the people of Yah be the people of Yah unless they have faith beyond the ordinary perceptions of men? How is that possible? I tell you that it's not. The only way man's going to attain beyond all these diversitudes, contradictions in this world, man's going to have higher guidance. One of the ancient words for man, my brothers and sisters, rather than fallen beasts, of course, my brothers and sisters, is the difference. The difference is has to do with the acuity of the mind. One of the ancient words for man, my brothers and sisters, manu, God mind. Wow. Man was not created to conform to anything less than the mind of Yah. Most I told me that if any man is subject to any conscience less than his own, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is sin, my brothers and sisters. In fact, just simply to be ignorant or lack the foundation necessary to become truly wise. All of that is sin. Most High gave man a foundation of truth. To believe otherwise, my brothers and sisters, is certainly error. It is not wise. Word manu, God mind, one of the earliest words for man, implies what we were created unto. We have to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and see beyond seeing this thing after the mindset of the creation. And see them from the mind state of the Creator. For the Creator, my brothers and sisters, created man to commune with him. And that means that if man has forgotten or has not discerned the cues necessary to be even compelled to revere and respect Yah to the dimension required, to seek him to the dimension that is required, to discern how precious it is to be led and disciplined by him, then, my brothers and sisters, in order to attain, man must recover all these precepts in the renewing of his mind. Israel is also called Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Messiah is even called him Emmanuel. Look at that word in midst of Emmanuel, my brothers and sisters, Emmanuel. God mind. The Hebrew word for faith, Emunah. Same root words, my brothers and sisters, for faith, God mind. How do we attain the God mind? It's certainly not by merely walking after the carnality of our flesh or whatever seems right to our flesh. And yes, indeed, the mind must be attuned. The mind even must be practiced, exercised, discretion exercised to know the difference between the unctions of the flesh and the guidance of the Spirit. Here, my brothers and sisters, I will speak to you tonight concerning something that was known by the early church. Known by all the saints of old who had the expectation of becoming righteous. What they knew concerning him and the premises of his appearing is quite different
from what is oftentimes related among the churches. When they tell you such things as, by his grace you're not under a law. Oh, dare men say that by his favor you are left lawless, without discipline, subject to the rule of whoever? You're not subject to divine law? Whose law are you subject to? Whose rule do you trust in? What do you have to stabilize your thinking? If you're not subject to divine law, whose rule do you call lawful? Has man been so easily tricked, my brothers and sisters, to believe that without a law, people can agree? Without a law from on high, or according to heaven, shall men believe that according to whatever conscience seems wise after the constructs of men, ultimately then being only idolatry and vanity, the men may be forgiven. Are men forgiven, or is there atonement for mankind after mere faith in what seems wise to men? If it says by grace through faith that you're saved, I hope you hear me, brothers and sisters. Grace through faith. How about by faith even are you favored? Did it say by unbelief? By through unbelief and resistance? Man has an opportunity. Every man resisting after his own heart. Is there a possibility, my brothers and sisters, to be healed under the initial divine purpose? Under the initial divine conformity? Shall every man say that according to his own heart, that he is made whole according to his own designs and plans, complete according to his own designs and plans, and the Most High will accept that as cooperative under his purpose? Really? Is that what the men have been compelled to believe? It's time men think again. The Holy Kingdom, my brothers and sisters, will be ruled by the rule of one, by the mind state and concepts. The predecessory, my brothers and sisters, conceits, if you will, thoughts of one. And no man will ever change that, my brothers and sisters. The Most High will not be destabilized after the insanities of man. So, those of us who are wise will understand the prophecies that say that man will certainly be judged according to what is righteous judgment, even though the scriptures tell us in advance in Isaiah 57 that man's conscience has been depleted. None considering that is the righteous man, it says, who escapes the wrath that is to come. Righteous man is one who is considered of all the Most High has declared. A wise man, my brothers and sisters, who will consider all the Most High has declared, knowing the Most High will be true to all his promises, true to all his word. But we live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, that we compel who? Men. Not to give this the fullest consideration. You see so many differing ideals and denominations, so many different belief systems, and we're told to accept them all as somehow worthy, as if to say that if men don't know what is the reality, then whatever we imagine it to be is sufficient to be called acceptable. Never was a greater lie told. Most High still knows what he declared. He holds man accountable for that remembrance. Why do you think it is that the scriptures talk about they who wait for him, the Lord whom ye seek, shall renew their strength? Did he call men strong according to their imaginations? No, my brothers and sisters. Did he call men viable, steadfast, for being hardened of heart? Preserve whatever fallen stand to seem wise in their own minds. No, my brothers and sisters, absolutely not. Ancient man knew according to even the early words that related what is the faith. They knew, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High will only sanction those unto his kingdom and unto his name, only those whose reasoning is indeed before the Most High found steadfast. None of the presumptuous imaginings of man will be, let's just say, allowed entrance into his kingdom to dissuade not even a even the least among those the Most High would grant his kingdom. Ancient man knew that. They knew, my brothers and sisters, of the ancient prophecies of how Messiah returns and what he comes to do. They understood, my brothers and sisters, who he is according to prophecy. The truth, my brothers and sisters, that by and large, the society we live in today has not given fullest consideration. Many have not considered what the scriptures mean. When the scripture says, those who keeps his works to the end, to the full. He said, amongst other things, he said he would give the morning star. What was meant by that? He said he would give them the morning star. In texts that come from the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Apostle Cephas, Peter, they called it. Wasn't really his name. Said that we should be diligent for understanding, even until the morning star becomes a reality in our hearts. How about the truth, my brothers and sisters? The morning star is like the sun in its rising. Cast out all the darkness, reveals the light that the whole world would obscure. How about exposes, my brothers and sisters, every pretense as having been light in the night? Putting to shame, my brothers and sisters, all else. So the sparks that seem wisdom to man. Read Isaiah 50:10-11. Are exposed in their frailty before a greater brilliance. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand what these scriptures are speaking about. Titles like Messiah is called the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The scriptures there talk about him exposing all the rulers, that all men seek him, and that his rest, his peace, be glorious. Written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who was the bore the title morning star, my brothers and sisters, or king of the east, like the sun rises in the east? Revelation 16:12-21, Messiah is actually called the king of the east. They put a plural S on it to throw you off. Who bore that title? You need to check out my website, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, to understand what will be the testimony of the one called the King of the East, the righteous one from the East, Isaiah 40:27-41:4, who the voice cries and crying in the wilderness, heralds, to admonish the people that he comes, even admonishing them that they must seek a consciousness beyond their rulers, that their warfare come to an end. It says, comfort ye, O my people. It says, that your warfare may come to an end, that you may see the exceeding glory of Yah. It's talking, my brothers and sisters, a petition on the part of all people to perceive beyond the rulers in their short-sightedness, to prepare for one who indeed from on high is sent with exceeding knowledge. As the scripture says, the Most High before him will subdue even kings, make them as dust to his sword. How about the sword of his word? Driven stubble to his bow. In other words, he will prove the rulers foolish. And he calls forth his people, saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Keep silence before me, O you isles. Telling all the nations to be silent in their multitude of confusions, that his people might see beyond the illusions. Did they tell you who that one called the righteous one from the east that Isaiah 41 is? When the scripture says, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, did they tell you? Scripture talks about in 1 Corinthians 3:18-4:5, particularly 4:5. Talks about the expectation of one who, even Messiah, who reveals the hidden things that men have not considered. Hey, some very pivotal foundation, my brothers and sisters, that people have not considered. Reveal those things that people have not considered. Hidden things, people that, hidden things that men have hidden from their own sight,
conscience darkened with regard to, reveal the hidden things, that in the revelation of those things, every man at last know how to praise Yah. I did not say those who have kept them in the darkness. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, those prophecies come from Isaiah 44th chapter, 20th verse through 45:6. You need to read all the way out to 46:13 and understand who Messiah said that he is. We said he's the written offspring of David, the bright and morning star. What about the Revelation 22:16, by the way, of what I'm speaking? What about the prophecy caused by one called the Lord our righteousness? One who brings his people back from all the nations where they've been scattered because they finally realize beyond the folly of all their rulers because the shepherds have not taught the people. Jeremiah 23, my brothers and sisters. Why don't they tell you about that? Why, my brothers and sisters, why? You ever thought about the idea that they hid these truths from you? So that you would trust in them and not look beyond them and remain in bondage to them in their ignorance. Because frankly, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies relate that those who would not open the mind to see the greater dimensions of truth, they themselves are cut off from discretion. Why do you tell me that if I could trust in all these confusions of men, I cannot be a disciple of his? It's because, my brothers and sisters, the rulers, amongst other things, the rulers themselves are not his disciples. In seeking to preserve the darkness, they are the children and servants of the darkness. Shall a man seek to hide the truth from men? Or still be called the child of light? Shall a man seek to deny men access to the truth, the greater truth, and still be called a child of light? My brothers and sisters, absolutely not. It's time to discern. I can only tell you that without the foundation of which I speak, men have been compelled to believe that after a society that has sanctioned all manner of differences, that men could conform to these differences and somehow in their double-mindedness still receive a reward. Jacob, James, first chapter, relates that as a total misconception. So if any man remains double-minded, unstable in all his ways, let him not think he receive anything, and certainly not the promise of the kingdom from Yah. When scriptures talk about Messiah, my brothers and sisters, coming to reveal and to refresh man's thoughts concerning all things spoken by the prophets since the world began, it says, whoever will not reckon according to his word, there's no light in them. They're counted as vanity. Say they'd be cut off from among the people. His words line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet. Scripture says, my brother and sister, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. For every foolish word or false word or fallen standard that men uphold, a word is a result of hasty conclusions rather than asking Yah first. He says man will give account for it in the judgment. My brothers and sisters, the Most High wants people of a pure mind and heart, a level of consciousness, my brothers and sisters, an awareness beyond the deceiver and the deceitful, to such a dimension, my brothers and sisters, that is only attainable through him. He said, if you love me, keep my commands, my instruction, the conscience that he gives concerning the words of all the prophets. Keep his instruction, the things that he gives as keys to help you see beyond what the world has sought to codify. He said, if you do this, he said, then he will reveal himself to you. It's talking about much more, my brothers and sisters, than just simply words that's written upon a printed page. If you understand, according to what I have related so many times on my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article there called Early Church Origin. An article called Secret City Prophecies. There's an article there, my brothers and sisters, called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. There's a word there, an article there called Remember the Promise. I can only tell you that if you understand point blank what the early church knew, the Messiah will sanction no presumptuous word. No false or fallen doctrine from men will be found acceptable unto him. Man will give account for all the times that he has just simply listened to men and not sought Yah to be assured that his words were correct. I tell you what he told me. He said to me directly, for all that I'd ever heard or will hear from men, he said, check it out with him first, or someone to make a fool of me. That's exactly what he told me. Falling short. Every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning a greater dimension of truth. Therefore, this, as I said before, my brothers and sisters, there's something that I call the secret city prophecies that are in Numbers 24. There's information you need to understand that in Genesis 14, Genesis 49, Isaiah 15 and 16 chapters, Isaiah 19, 18 through 25, 24th to 27th chapters of Isaiah. Scriptures also, my brothers and sisters, at the 66th chapter of Isaiah, particularly from the 6th to the 15th verse. Prophecies of Zephaniah, 3rd chapter, particularly the first 5 verses, now through the 13th, and reading on to the 20th. Prophecies, my brothers and sisters, that are also at Hosea, particularly 11:5 through that 10th and 12th verses. All talking about a city, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures say the Messiah himself would emerge from. And after reproving that city because they would not listen, as the scripture says, as it was in the days of Lot and Noah, so is it will be in the days of the Son of Man, saying that because he has spoken to that city and they would not listen, yes, it says the just Lord, the righteous one, is in the midst of the wicked city, but the wicked know no shame. Look at Zephaniah 3. He said because of this he will reprove all the nations. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures even talk about a destruction of that city, just like it was in the days of Lot and Noah. Lot warned before the destruction of a city. Noah warned before the destruction of a world. Not that the world will be destroyed, my brothers and sisters, but the conscience that is in it, yes, indeed, must be obliterated that the people finally be free. Every fallen standard must be obliterated. Every lie must be obliterated that the people be free, because every lie a man believes is an obstacle against a greater dimension of truth. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, unless you understand that perfectly, man's diligence is far less than sufficient. Man is not motivated to the dimension of love necessary to transcend the multitude of error. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about that city being destroyed or confusion destroyed. And men finally discern that no manner of confusion is acceptable unto the kingdom. Messiah called the bright and morning star, one who casts out all the darkness, every lie. What makes people think they're prepared for the Son of Man if they walk in after the various rules of the kings of this earth? Think again. I can only tell you that Matthew, 7th chapter, since I only have a few minutes left. Matthias, 7th chapter, talks about the rains coming in the wind. If those who don't have a proper foundation will be overtaken. Those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, have to do with the secret city. You need to check it out. On my article on my website. Man not having that foundation and that expectation is believed all kind of false testimony as to how Messiah will appear. As if to say that there is no need for greater discretion, there is. Not having this foundation, my brothers and sisters, not having righteous expectation, all have known everything that he hears have been in some respect upon a faulty foundation skewed. I can only tell you that without this foundation, my brothers and sisters, it's not possible to keep even one single command. Because men set other ruling bodies of knowledge to be exalted beyond the Most High himself. Men create graven images or imaginations after their own hearts, inconsiderate of him. Men call upon his name, but not unto the fullness of his will. They take his name in vain. Shabbat is supposed to be unto the fullness of divine will. But men deny that as well. Do men remember the premises, the promises given to the fathers that we must seek his perfect will, as he told Abraham? Men lie. They murder one another with words. They rob, they steal. My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the real. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters, in Adam Yav Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, honor, and praise always.
Hallelujah! And I thank you, my brothers and sisters, all for listening. And for those who are willing to continue to hear, I will continue to speak in the archive. I would only have you to know, my brothers and sisters, please consider that as we continue to talk about what is even the Ten Commandments, anytime man is compelled to perceive these things after the constraints of another, the fullness of what is divine command is ignored, and man insults the Creator after the blasphemies of another mind. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we realize, those of us who would keep his law, and believe it, my brothers and sisters, how do we think we serve him? According to the law of another? Absolutely not. Let it then be understood. I said, let it then be understood, my brothers and sisters. When those scriptures talk about the rains came and the winds blew and it overthrew the house, judgment begins the house of Yah. I say judgment begins the house of Israel. How do we say, my brothers and sisters, we partakers with those who speak no lies and do no iniquity if we believe that lies through us can survive or should? Think about it, my brothers and sisters, think about it. I can only tell you that until we realize we must in all things become spiritually pure, understand what Abraham understood, that it's in overcoming the flesh, not in walking after it, that we survive. We must have faith in, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High can correct us unto all things. And for those who have been most diligent, in the book of Ezekiel, it says he will give us even greater anointing. That's what it's talking about. Cause us to keep his commandments, and we will loathe ourselves, our sense of awareness increase, that we will loathe ourselves for our iniquities, wherever it is we have fallen short. And again, my brothers and sisters, complicit in a social environment, orientation that sees great shame in anything less than what the Most High has declared, we be compelled to keep and preserve his will, that we understand then at that time the reward of what keeping his will in terms of what the Most High has planned, the glory that he has planned for his people. But also, my brothers and sisters, scripture says at that time there'll be great wrath upon the nations that rebel. In that day, my brothers and sisters, men will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, in the day that the wicked, or those who are lawless, or those who are rebellious, were made like dust and ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he should do this. Did you understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures meant when it said the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips? The Son of Righteousness, my brothers and sisters, is again Messiah, with healing upon his lips. How about a restoration of a righteous word, that all might conform to the will of one? He said, remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe before the great and dreadful day. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this. All that is this person, what they call the former testimony, relates and is sealed by the expectation of a righteous one who would even aid man in being restored to all the Most High gave to his servant Moshe. Moses, they called him. Before there should come the peace of the kingdom, before there should even come the wrath upon mankind, they must eradicate the negative and preserve only the positive. The last verses of the book of Revelation also talk about Messiah saying, I'm the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. And it talks about wrath upon those who resist wisdom, and a blessing unto those who keep it. The words of the former and latter testimonies all ratify and attest to the same. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we realize that what the Most High has given us as a covenant is still Abrahamic in the context of all coming to a perfect like-mindedness, true to Yah, are the ones unto whom he will grant his peace? Understanding this, my brothers and sisters, we transcend this polytheist concept of a Christ and awaken to the concept of one that was called the Kurdi, the righteous one.
the Son of Light.
Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand that they took certain terms from us that they not be spoken, because they had very powerful connotative meaning to people who understood them. They gave us these polytheist titles, my brothers and sisters, that compromised the name of the Most High. www.hiddengospel.com/early-church-origin. You need that article, I promise you. You need these knowledge of these ancient expectations, secret city prophecies. You need to understand how it is that man fell away from the perfect will of one unto faith in a multitude of diverse standards of men, called far from faith, far from the knowledge you once had, or the discretion you once had, because men have cast upon the minds of men many forgeries and misrepresentations. And many misrepresentations, my brothers and sisters, deprive men of capacity to discern the true one. Even predispose men not to be able to discern the one or his testimony in his appearing. You need to understand all these things, my brothers and sisters, truly. You need to understand all these things. For the day comes shortly, swiftly, suddenly, that those who only trust in what is the status quo perceptions of men will be greatly distressed to find out just how much they have not understood. I've told you the Most High told me that I must do some important things for him. He told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. The important thing that he's called me to do, my brothers and sisters, is to tell you those things. Give you keys toward understanding those things that this fallen generation has not for a long time. There must be a renewing of the strength of our people to know to seek beyond those who have deprived them of their spiritual strength and discretion because of a multitude of misrepresentations. He said they will wait for him to renew their strength. Those who wait for him, my brothers and sisters, who reproves all those who misrepresent and bewitch the people not to know which is which. They shall know to transcend. You know, they might have to seek the Most High to transcend this folly. They will find, my brothers and sisters, redemption. Again, to the Most High, to his might and honor and praise always. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Realize, my brothers and sisters, we must transcend the flawed, foolish standards of men. For such is the grace of the Most High, the gift of the Most High, by which we might be redeemed. We've been told this word law is something to be denied. Well, my brother, since I can only tell you the Greek word for law, leaves you without discretion. They use the same word for man's rule and divine rule, so that you equated both as if they were the same. My brother and sisters, reverence for the exceeding Master is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of transcending, my brothers and sisters, the folly that has bewitched mankind. A good understanding then have all they who keep, it says, his commandments. Psalms 110 through 11, you need it. Say, blessed are they who do his commandments, and they have the right to the tree of life. And the word there makes seek to perform all that is his will. That's the foundation, my brothers and sisters, unto perfection that we need. Scripture doesn't say anything else, my brothers and sisters, would be the reconciliation of this world. To his might, honor, and praise always, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Thank you all for listening. Hallelujah.